This is Roald Tweet on Rock Island. George Washington never slept here. You can't visit Rock Island and sleep in the same bed for an extra $9 a night the way you can up and down the East Coast. You'll just have to settle for Robert E. Lee. Our Lee story begins early in 1837 in Washington, D.C. A brand new lieutenant, fresh out of West Point, Robert E. Lee has asked to be transferred to the West, where the action is. The chief of engineers must already have seen some hints of future greatness. With no previous experience, Lieutenant Lee was assigned to the upper Mississippi River, where he was to map the two treacherous rapids at Keokuk, Iowa, and at Rock Island, and he was to devise plans for making them safely navigable. Lee and his party arrived at St. Louis in August and headed north. When his own government boat grounded on the rapids at Keokuk, he walked along the river 100 miles north to Rock Island. Here, he took up residence on a wrecked steamboat, its bottom torn out by the rapids, but with the top two decks above water. It was a handy office for river work. Lee wrote to friends about the delights of being able to fish out his window in the evening for blue Mississippi catfish. He also told how easily he fell into the ways of the country, taking anything not tied down. During October, he mapped the rapids and wrote his report. The panic of 1837 ended congressional appropriations before work could begin, and Lee returned the following year only to visit West Point friends in Galena, where he enjoyed a new concoction, soda and ice cream, 4 times a day. So Robert E. Lee became one of our Rock Island stories before going on to fame and glory in another place and time. In his report to the Chief of Engineers, Lee estimated that blasting a safe channel through the Rock Island Rapids would take 2 years and cost $154,658. Figures that turned out to be short by 96 years and almost $5 million. Not the last time a government project has gone over estimate.
Rock Island Lines with Roald Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.